Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Everybody, welcome to the show, a special afternoon edition of the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, of course, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, man. You found it. All right. It's a Monday afternoon. It's just, I'm having a fabulous day. I hope everybody else is too. I'm taking a quick break from the painting for a little bit, and I'm very excited. We've got a very cool country rock artist on from Ontario, Mr. Jim Levette. I'm probably saying that wrong. I hope I'm not, Jim.
Oh, you're pretty close. Levette, how are you today?
Levette. I will never forget it now. I'm doing great. Now, Jim, I was looking at my show notes. You're from, you're up in Smith Falls, Ontario, right?
Yep. Near
That's up between,
about half an hour. Yeah, it's between Ottawa, if you know where Ottawa and Kingston.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, Kingston and Ottawa up there. When I was a little kid, this was a million years ago, my folks and I lived in for a couple of years. My dad had a job with a company there and got transferred to Chatham, Ontario, and which was quite a bit south. But we always liked to go to Smith Falls because they – and I don't know if it's still there or not. Like I said, this was a long time ago, man. But that's where the chocolate factory was. If memory serves
me right. It was a big employer of the town for a lot of years. That was the Hershey Chocolate Factory, and like pretty much everything else, like everything else in our area, it's closed now. They moved out. Yeah, it's got to be 8-10 years now since they were here. But yeah, it was a great spot. Great spot when it lasted. Well, when we were kids, we'd do the tour just to get the free chocolate bar at the end.
Right. I remember going on that tour. Like I said, this was a million years ago. You know, we'd take a break from chasing a wheel with a stick, and we'd go to the chocolate. Yeah. No, it wasn't that long, but it was quite a few years. Yeah.
Yeah, the number one toy at the time.
Right. Oh man. Well, that's cool. So you grew up. Now I'm looking at my notes here. You started playing guitar at an early age, it looks like here.
Yeah, I found an old beat up acoustic in an attic of a home we were living in when I was a kid. I think it had three strings on it, and I picked it up and started wailing away at it, and out of tune and everything else. But I started pounding on it and really liked it. So I put some strings on it, got it all tuned up. One of my uncles played guitar, so he helped me out with that and never really looked back. Been at it ever since.
Wow. Now, it said you had a band, and you guys did, six studio albums. Six studio albums. Now, that's a lot. I was going to say, people that aren't musicians, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, just go on the weekend and record an album. No, there's a lot to recording an album, man, and nine of them.
Oh, there sure is. Like, there's a lot of years in those six albums. I've got actually the last copy of quite a few of them. So I built a little showcase in my studio, and they're behind glass. Some of them I never want to listen to again anyway, so that's a place for them, but... Yeah, like you said, a lot of time and a lot of money in them for sure.
Right. Six albums. I mean, I think I said nine. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a weird dyslexic. Yeah. Soon to be seven. No, we're going to play. You've got a new single out. We're going to play it here in a little bit. So this new single is going on the upcoming album, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, it also says here that you guys were, you know, just chugging along and things, you know, six albums and whatnot. And then some unfortunate stuff happened. You got into a car wreck or something.
Yeah.
2013.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope you're okay.
I'm still dealing with a lot of it, but better than I was, of course. I was doing a lot of sleeping at the time after it happened and wasn't really with it for a really long time. So I'm not running my business anymore. So I've spent most of my spare time now, which I have a lot of, just in the studio, writing, recording, and that type of thing.
Wow. Now, your business was home construction, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And did that for quite a few years. I built my first home, I guess it was in the 90s, and built quite
wow.
a few after that. So it was a great job when I was doing it. I loved doing it and kind of missed doing it, actually.
Well, Jim, I will tell you, my hat goes off to you, man. We just bought our first home, and it's we're one of those ambitious couple, or I guess you could insert stupid couple that, you know, we watch too many of them home improvement shows. And we found us a project because it doesn't look that hard on the TV shows, you know. Oh, my God.
No, it always looks
I
think they're doing a lot of stuff to those places when the cameras aren't rolling.
Oh, I'm telling you. we got a little mid-century ranch that we're – it was in pretty good shape, but it definitely needed some improvements and whatnot, and some major stuff, central air and what have you. But my hat goes off to anybody in the construction business or even knows about it, because, oh my gosh, I am learning so much, and that is such a skill to have.
Well,
it gets expensive.
You're doing it right, though. If your wife doesn't mind the mess and living in a construction zone for a while, it's a really good way to head, for sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
We started
and
that
the
too,
thing, right? Well, you can do it in stages too, you know, hits come in and whatnot. And so it's, we've got the house pretty much done. We still a couple minor things. We got to do the backsplash in the kitchen yet. But we're gearing up. It gets so hot. We're in South Florida. We were talking before we came on the air. I think our the network computer's in New York, so that's where you called into, Jim. But I'm actually down just north of Fort Lauderdale on the beach here. But yeah, we're to the point now where we're getting ready to start doing the outside landscaping and all that. So that's
oh yeah,
a whole nother ball of wax.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work too, for sure.
I never knew gravel was so expensive. Look at it.
That's one of the,
you know,
buy a load
yeah.
of dirt, eh, and spend $300-$400 on. It's just crazy.
I'm telling you, it's insane.
Oh yeah.
So you had a lot of time after the accident and. You kind of stopped doing the construction stuff, so you got back into the studio and started working hard on the new EP. Well, is it going to be an album, full length album?
Probably going to be a full length album. I'm still working on the final songs. Actually,
nice.
before I called into you, I was some lead vocals down on a track, so spent my morning working on it, and I'm deciding I've probably got between 12 and 15 songs I'm working on right now, and once they're complete, I never really know what I'm using until they're done, because sometimes they don't turn out exactly the way you'd hoped. So when they're all finished and made,
right.
then I'll sit and I'll listen hard to everything, and then I'll decide what's going where and how many of them, how many I'm going to ditch. I always ditch a few of them.
I hear you. So it's kind of a sifting process in the album construction, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly.
No, that's cool. Now, I mean, the cool thing about that is you can, you know, take your time with it. I'm not a musician, so I've never made an album or anything like that. I'm a painter by trade. and I have done a lot of shows, and it's kind of a similar thing. I'll start with a theme for the show, kind of, you know, if it matches what we're doing and whatnot, and then I'll start knocking paintings out. And you're right. sometimes some make the grade, and other times, sometimes they don't.
Sometimes you think you've got the greatest idea in the world, and this is going to be the best thing you've ever done, and it turns out to be the worst.
Exactly. That happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, it does. I guess everything, when you're creating anything, I guess it's all linked. Everybody probably runs into the same problem. It could be, you know, from painting to write a book to, you know, building a car or building a house, I guess. You never know what it's going to be actually like until you're done. Yeah.
I try to have a plan, but I tell you, the interesting thing, the opposite sometimes happens too. I've had this happen a few times where I'll knock something out and I just think it's the worst thing in the world. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even put my name on that, you know? And then people come over or they come to the studio or whatnot. And they're like, you're Picasso. You've changed it all. This is amazing.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, what?
I've actually had that happen before too. I was embarrassed about something. It was just, I thought it was one of the worst songs I'd ever done. And then people listened to it and everybody's thinking it's the greatest thing in the world, but I still wouldn't use it because I just couldn't convince myself.
I hear you. I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's play this track. This is a great track.
Sure.
And this is, we've all had this day. Well, let's play it and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, great.
I love it. Here it is, folks. This is Jim Lovat and this Ain't My Day. Listening to Jim Lovat. Get a clean copy of this track wherever you buy digital music. And there it was, folks. This Ain't My Day. Oh my gosh, the button got stuck on me, Jim. Sorry about that dead air there, folks. We'll cut that out in post-production. Nobody even knows.
No, probably not.
The joys of live radio. That's a great track, man. I like that track. Now, we've all had those days. And I'm glad to hear somebody else has, too. And it wasn't just me.
Some more than some people more than others, I suppose, eh?
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. But, you know, it's, what can you do? You just got to, you know, get through it, go to bed, get up, and get at it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and start all over. Hopefully it's better the next day.
Exactly. Now, we were talking off the air. This is available, folks, this single, wherever you purchase digital music. It's on all the big iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, CD Baby, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hopefully a few people pick it up. That's always nice when a few people pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, one of the cool things about iTunes, and I think Amazon does it now as well, is you can, I just found this out, I don't know, a couple months ago. And folks, if somebody is having one of those days, you can gift tracks to people. All you need is their email address. And if you know somebody that's having one of them days, buy this and send it over to them. It's a great little gift for a buck or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't know that either. That's new to me too.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the amazing age we live in and all that. pretty neat.
Oh yeah.
The only
something new every day.
Oh, I'm telling you. How I found, I was just messing around one day and I saw it on it was on iTunes, and I had a gal that used to work for me. I used to have a gallery out in San Diego, and she was having a bad day. You know, some man had done her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, life. She was having a life day. The universe was reminding her of how fun it can all be. And so I felt like a teenager. I put together a mixed tape for her, kind of. You know, but I don't know. It was like $10. So it was like 10 songs or whatever. 9 or 10 songs, something like that. And I sent it over to her as a little pick-me-up, you know, just in improve her day. I didn't know about this track, otherwise I would have put that in there. Man, this would have been the title track of the big face. That's awesome.
Sure,
that
somebody
is
could
cool.
get a, somebody could get a small laugh out of it, I would think. Or it is a little bit of a comedy-related song, too, also. So.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, some days when you're having a bad day, you just have to smile, you know? Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you'll cry.
Oh, for
but,
sure.
That's cool. That is cool. Now, are you, I know you're working on the album right now. Are you doing any live dates or anything like that, or just focusing on the album right at this point?
We've probably done 4 to 6 live shows in the past, you know, couple of months or so, just getting things together. If something comes up, somebody really wants us to play, we're going to do it. But we're concentrating mostly right now, or I'm concentrating mostly getting the songs finished and the album done. The guitar player in my band, he also writes and so we're working on some stuff for him too. So between us all, we're all pretty busy with trying to get our own thing done. And then when everybody's finished, we can go out and then discuss some more live shows and stuff.
Outstanding. And folks, we have a link to Jim's website right on the show page here. It's, well, grab a pencil. It's www.jimlevatte.com. And very easy to find. And it's a very nice website. I like it. You know, you didn't make some weird name for it or some crazy artsy-fartsy website. It's a great website, Jim. Whoever did it.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty simple.
Buy him a coffee.
Pretty simple and basic and down-to-earth. And I'm going to try to stay on it as best I can, put out any of the new tunes I'm going to throw up there and live dates and that kind of thing and pictures and whatnot. So to keep it moving and keep it changing.
Very, very cool. And I see that you're working with, I want to give a big shout out to the fine folks over at MTS Management Group. Very cool cats over there. I've worked with them for a couple years myself, and you know, they just do a bang up job. A bang up job. Old Michael over there, he doesn't sleep. The man doesn't sleep. I'll send him an email at 3 a.m. and 5 minutes later I'm getting a response back. It's amazing.
Yeah, I wondered that myself, if the guy ever has 5 minutes on his own. Like, he's the only person I've ever known that literally, like, I don't think I've ever waited 30 minutes for a response from him ever.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're fantastic. And he's got his hands full, not only with work, but I think he just bought a matter of fact, I know he just bought a house himself in out in the country, him and his bride.
Oh, yeah.
There, and they're expecting. So
oh,
all
Jesus.
Kinds of
he's really got his really got his hands full. Well, that's good for him.
But yeah, and folks, if you're in a band or a musician or a filmmaker, whatever, whatever it is you do, you're in showbiz and you're looking for somebody on the PR tip, well, get a hold of them. There's a link to them as well. We always have a link to them, or email me and I'll put you in touch with them or whatever. And I don't know how that business works, so save all your questions for Michael.
Yep.
His business. Cool, cool, cool. Well, Jim, I just can't wait. I'm going to give you a little bit of pressure, you know, because I want to hear more, man. I want to hear more.
Oh, I'm hoping a lot of people do. It seems to be the big question right now is, when am I going to be finished? And been going pretty hard at it. It's a slow process when you're doing everything yourself, too. They don't the old days when the whole band came in the studio and we recorded live off the floor, and then instantly, you know, within minutes, you've got your drum packs and your guitar tracks and all your bed tracks are done, and then it's just overdubs, you know, things move quicker. But it's a slow process I'm doing, but I'm definitely going to get it done, that's for sure.
Well, slow and steady wins the race, I always say, and
well,
I can't wait. Can't wait to hear more, and, you know, thank you for taking the time to be on the show today. I know we're doing a short show today, but yeah, you know, it's a Monday in Smith Falls, man. There's lots going on, and I know you need to get back to it.
Yes. No, that's great.
Very,
really,
very good.
Really appreciate being here. It's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, definitely. And like I said, keep me in mind, you know, when at the next point, the next single or whatnot as well. We'd love to have you back anytime. You know, just fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing, Jim. It's really working really well. I dig it, man.
Okay, well, great. I'm really glad to hear that.
Awesome. Everybody, this show will be converted to a podcast and out on all the various social media, including iTunes, for free. Here directly, probably be about 40 minutes, depending on how fast our computer in New York's going. She's been going pretty quick, so hopefully that'll happen pretty quick. It will happen today, though. I guarantee that. If you are listening on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. We really appreciate it. It puts us up at the top of the page, and the view is fine there, man. The view is fine. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Jamie Roxx's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Roxx for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Roxx.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Metal Babe Mayhem. more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Blog Talk Radio.